Well, good morning. I know it's a little different times and how we're doing the worship service, and how can you visually have a sunrise service? Phil did a tremendous job, as you look on the website at the top of the service with the sunrise service. It's a beautiful picture of Bethel Pond. As we would sit back under the pavilion, we would look. That's what we would see when we look out. And I was sitting here looking at it as preparing this message, and I could hear the birds singing, and I could see the darkness finally just disappearing as the sun comes up over. But all of us come to sunrise services a lot of times for different reasons. Easter Sunday morning is special. Some come because it's a deep abiding expectation to see the sun rise, and it reminds us that our Lord is certainly not dead. He rose from the dead. That's why we celebrate the sunrise. But for some of us, sometimes it's just the thing to do. You know, it's Easter Sunday morning, and it's an echo of our remembrance sometimes, of our deep embedded memory, maybe our youth, or if nothing more, we just should be here. I mean, after all, it is the high holy days. And whether you come in remembrance of your family or your mother and father, or just honor a tradition. Phil made a note in there that the sunrise service for Bethel has been held at this location for 35 years. That's pretty cool. But I was thinking about many stages of life. My life, your life, maybe everybody's life. The Easter journey has varied from our expectations. Over the years, I think we try to understand the mystery of it all, to have questions answered. Can this really be? I had a pastor friend who always preached the Doubting Thomas series on Easter Sunday, and it was certain that most people in the church were not really fully convinced. And my only objection to his preaching that message was that it's okay to doubt portion, is what he had said. You know, doubting Thomas doubted it. And this preacher said, well, you know, it's okay to doubt. Well, I always thought there were answers to my questions in life. Who is this Jesus person anyhow? And exploring them, I find myself able to affirm the complexity and the simplicity of God at the same time, both distant and close, both impersonal and at times very personal, and other times we just don't know. But I found myself acknowledging that perhaps the greatest part of the problem of seeing God, not a lack of clarity, but seeing God and His part, and our inability to open ourselves up to see what God was offering. In other words, our doubt is rooted in our lack of readiness to see and hear and feel God through the grace of the Holy Spirit. Now, I love to examine all the nuances of the story of Easter. I can now move easily through the hidden and provocative messages. The fact that Peter, again, couldn't see Jesus, but the unidentified disciple was who Jesus loved, understood, that was John, by the way, understood that he could not see. The fact that the woman, the one who by all accounts of time was the least important of all humans in that particular time of history, the men couldn't see him, but the woman could. Isn't that interesting? Women are great. The fact that the Lord, the teacher, Rabboni, interpreted teacher, thought to be the gardener, and the unmistakable linkage to God tending the Garden of Eden. You see, in Christ's death, a new world had been created, one in which we would be unaccustomed to live. I have grown accustomed to the incredible infancy when Jesus told Mary to go and tell everyone and say to them, I am going up to my Father, your Father, to my God, and to your God. Jesus' Father? My Father? Jesus God? My God? What an incredible, intimate relationship that Jesus and I have. And you! Your choice to have it, but it's there for you. We're kin. we are not just brothers and sisters of the faith, but we are, through this imagery, literally brothers and sisters of blood, born from the same parent, God Almighty. Now, in this stage of my life, and maybe your life too, I have come to settle on the testimony of Mary. I have seen the Lord, was the declaration, an affirmation of certainty. And then, on this Easter morning, it's my time to confirm. Oh, I have seen the Lord. It is my hope that you too have seen the Lord. Have you seen Jesus, my Lord? And it goes on to say, open your eyes. He's here in plain view. It's a beautiful song that maybe sometime we could learn all of the verses and the different things. But it's simply entitled, Have You Seen My Lord? You see, brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have seen the Lord work. We have seen the work of a mother passing on to the next world, as well as fighting the battle with cancer. Maybe in the last 12 years or so. In the end, she could fight no more. She said, I saw the Lord in a way that you can never imagine. Thy will be done. And as she confessed that she could do no more, the fate of her husband and her daughter of disability would now be in God's hand. They would find a way to cope without her. Even more, thrive, even if differently than was her own way of doing things. I have seen my Lord. I've seen my Lord in the work of a gardener, of a different type, one who was living on the brink of bankruptcy, tended her own little plot of land, mindful of every piece of dirt, mindful of even the smallest of the harvests, that would then be frozen or canned, immediately serving that her family's hungry mouths could be fed later on when the cupboards were bare, would find her way to a free community dinner, not to eat, but to donate 3 of her hand-picked jars. The community soup would be heartier, even if her family did not partake in it. I have seen my Lord. I have seen the Lord in the elders of the church, who went on to the parishioner who had been arrested, again for driving under the influence, and told him they would never leave his side till he found a new way to be without his addiction. I've watched those elders for 4 months. Never leave that sin alone. For 4 months they stayed until they were certain that they could be, that he would begin to honestly confront his demons, and now walking with the Lord, sharing that journey with others. You see, I have seen the Lord. I've seen the Lord in the stumps of the arm of an amputee, learning to use prosthetics and to help fold and stamp newsletters for the church. When asked why that task, he said, because it is what I'm able to do now. I want to help because I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord in a woman who decided to read through the Bible in 1 year based on a comment made in a sermon about how it can be done, and multiple years later decided to do just that. She reads through the entire Bible every year. What a explanation when she announced, you know, I learn something new every time. I have seen the Lord. You see, brothers and sisters, our guess is that you have seen the Lord as well. You have seen the Lord in your family circles. You have seen the Lord on television while watching a person marching for justice or just doing good deeds. You've actually seen the Lord as you watch caregivers walk with your grandparent or parent through the stages of death in some of the assisted living facilities. Now, you may not understand the words or perhaps even fully understand the importance of it all, but you have seen the Lord. On this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, why not make a commitment to look closely around you? Look for the Lord, for you know this story. The Lord might not be where you're looking, but the Lord might look differently than you were expecting. The Lord of hosts to look. But if you look closely, you will see the Lord. You will see what God has been trying to get you to see all along in your life. You will see the answer to all of your questions, and you will see answers to the complexity of life. You will see the simplicity that God is with you now and forevermore. Blessings and peace. Happy Resurrection Sunday. In Jesus' precious name, amen.